Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
It's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. One of my favorites, that's the Nexus. That song is the Nexus from the Innocent Age album, the double album Innocent Age that I encourage you. I've been encouraging you to check out for 20 years. It's one of my favorites, and that's a really good album. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I may have said that. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Chris Bishop. Chris is a writer, a speaker, a futurist, a former IBM employee for many years, and now he and a world-class rock star musician, and he's been also is a jingle writer and producer. How about that? And so we're talking about the future with Chris. He said he went to an event in Brooklyn recently and saw the future there. We just talked about millennials, Chris. What was the next speaker? What did the next speaker talk about that got your attention?
Well, so this guy talked about, his name is Matt Britton, and he was talking about like status update as a new status symbol and the fact that we'll continue to buy less stuff as we shift from ownership to access. And you and I were talking about the impact on housing, that millennials are looking more to live in suburban neighborhoods, which are like a combination of sort of urban and suburban.
They're not attracted to stuff like our generation was.
Yeah, they're not.
They call antiques brown wood.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have antiques? Yeah. Were you attracted to antique furniture?
I have some of it that I've inherited from.
Yeah. I didn't inherit much. I bought a lot of it because I like it. But my grandchildren are not going to, my grandchildren's generation call it brown wood. They're not interested. Only ironically would they buy it, right?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, maybe when they discover what it's worth, they'll be more interested in it when they get older.
Yeah,
right?
Well, the value is going down, though, because nobody wants it. That's the point. That's the disruption.
Yeah, that's cyclical, too, though, right?
Yeah, that's true. So
Catherine Minshew was my second favorite speaker. And she's a millennial. She co-founded a company called The Muse, which is like a millennial online sort of job marketplace, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It has a social aspect to it. She wrote a terrific book, which I encourage your listeners to check out, certainly millennial listeners or anyone interested in this future workspace, which is one of the areas that I focus on. Her book is called The New Rules of Work. And the four key points that she talked about in her presentation in Brooklyn were these. Forget the dream job. Those days are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I worked at IBM 15 years. I mean, I worked there with people who were there 30, 35.
You had a dream job at IBM.
I did, yeah. And those days are gone. I mean, people aren't working, you know, the 2 years of service now is more like 18 months to 3 years for millennial employees. But that, to me, that's exciting. That means you can do interesting stuff in a lot of different places. The second thing she talks about is focus on values as a driver. Back to our conversation about ethics,
right?
So what are your values? What's important to you? And it's going to change and shift, you know, as you go through life. When you're right out of college, your values are different than when you're in love and want to get married and have a family and own a home or whatever. But values is a core driver of your career path. Her third point is never stop learning. It's a lifelong process. You don't wake up one morning and say, okay, and everything I need to know, I'm done. Like, that's going to go on right to the end. Mm-hmm. And then grit as a common denominator for all your career activities and job efforts. Right?
Mm-hmm. Grit.
Like, stick to it.
And that's really interesting that she would point that out to her generation.
Yeah.
Because grit is something. And I love my millennials. They work for me. They work with me. I've got some wonderful ones. But the average person doesn't associate grit with millennials.
Yeah, and I think it's misrepresentation.
With that?
Well, I think they've been misrepresented to a large degree. I mean, you know, it, I think it's
but
a
apparently
leg will
she
be done.
Thought it was important enough to mention, though.
Yeah, she did for sure. And I think it's, you know, it's the era of everyone gets an award. You know, a lot of these kids, and I'm talking about even friends and, you know, family members. You know, everyone's above average.
They've done away with valedictorians. You know that, right?
Will be gone. Have they really?
The schools are getting away with ranking the students because they're telling them you're all wonderful. Where's the grit in that?
Yeah. But again, I think it's, as you say, it's interesting that she mentioned it, and she has this company with you know, that she grew from nothing. I mean, her and a friend and a couple of other people in her apartment in Brooklyn is now 100 employees. And I think they just got Series B or whatever. I mean, they're funded and rolling and doing good. You know, they have a value prop that people are ascribing to. So it's cool. So yeah, she was great.
That's interesting.
The rules of work.
What's the next speaker? What did the next speaker say?
The next guy I really like was this guy named Skylar Tibbetts. He's from MIT. He's associated with the MIT Media Lab, and he showed this. He runs what's called the Self-Assembly Lab, and he's designing materials that manipulate themselves. So it's sort of like software without the software. He describes it as 4D printing, right? We're all familiar with 3D printing, but this is 4D. He's leading what he calls the self-assembly revolution. So he makes things that make themselves. Like he'll be able to print things that then take a shape depending on water, exposure to water, or temperature, or humidity. So pretty interesting stuff. Yeah, like stuff that sort of morphs and changes depending on the setting, depending on the environment.
During the manufacturing or during the application?
After it's created.
It morphs after it's created.
Yeah,
wow.
After it's done. Yeah,
very important printing, folks. That's something to look forward to. All right, we got some more to come after this break with our good friend Chris Bishop. Chris, I need your website quickly, please.
It's improvising.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.